had nothing to do with the arts. Sergei's first encounter with a puppet came when he was only 6. Once taken for a walk by his parents, Sergei asked them to buy him a Biba-Boshka, a puppet worn on the hand. After the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, when Russia lay in ruin, Sergei Arbatov subsisted on making Negro puppets, which just refused to sell. The upside of the whole thing was Sergei's eventual infatuation with the art of puppet shows, which were such a big success during family and student shows. In 1931, Sergei Arbatov was invited by the management of the Central Children's Art Center to set up a puppet theater all their own. That was the beginning of a puppet theater Sergei Arbatov devoted his entire life to. A puppet theater is the most allegorical art form there is, Sergei Arbatov once said. A puppet show is a miracle of making inanimate thing alive. And if animated puppets manage to effectively pin down human vices, feel good, then it means that the puppet show has managed to do exactly what it was supposed to. And managed he definitely did, his masterful hands turning even a couple of wooden balls into a man and a woman in love with each other. Everyone who knew Arbatov invariably agreed that he was an outstanding actor and director. Says puppet maker Yelena Shigaeva, who has spent almost a half century working at the Arbatov Theater. Sergei Vladimirovich was a blessing, really. Shows were all about kindness, about the good heart, making fun of all things banal, false, and mediocre. We have several generations of Moscovites win on his shows. His famous unusual card has won kudos in 50 countries, made it into the Guinness Book of Worlds, and is still going strong today. Yelena Shigaeva made puppets for nearly each and every show Arbatov staged, and she's still working now. She says that making puppets is very hard and toilsome work that involves an entire team of craftsmen, one designing the puppet itself, another creating its shape, while another is tailoring the costume. And even though actors always come when the puppet is wearing actual characters, the whole show may miss the point. Take, for example, the puppet of the MC.